Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This Ezekiel Barker, like he shot out of a cannon, to the top of the 18, to Nagby, top of the arc, left off to Lorenowitz, over to Gressel in the far corner. Here's his cross. Barker hits it. Score! Beautiful team goal by Atlanta United to pull even in the 70th minute.
Guy gives more better deliveries than UPS, man. This guy's funny. Julian Gressel joins us right now. It's brought to you by our Georgia Natural Gas. Hot off the presses, Atlanta Soccer Report. Number 24, a guy who is really thriving in Frank DeBoer's system. Rookie of the year, two seasons back. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Julian, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys? What's up?
Good, good, man. Doing real good, man. And I know you guys are glad that stretch is over. In your professional career, have you ever been through a stretch like that? And how taxing is it on you, not only physically but mentally?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that the first year, you know, when we had to reschedule some of our games because obviously the Mercedes-Benz wasn't ready. We had a pretty tough stretch in September, I think. That came pretty close to this one. This one was tougher in a way because we had to travel a lot. And obviously, unfortunately, I picked up a little injury on my ankle in the middle of it. So the back end here, those last three games have been pretty tough, you know, obviously with the short turnaround and stuff. So I'm pretty happy that we have this weekend off and then get some time to get some guys some needed rest, you know.
It is Julian Gressel with us, guys, with our United Report brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. And that's the thing, Julian, no one wants to make excuses, but we've heard from everybody around the country that, yeah, it's a grind to get thrown into CONCACAF Champions League while those guys are in the middle of their season. That's not any easier. And by the way, Monterrey, I sat down low at field level. Those dudes are big, man.
Yeah, they're a good team, you know. And it was, like you said, they're in the middle of their season, you know, so they have a good amount of, obviously, are fit, you know. They're right in the thick of things. So a midweek game for them is not as tough where they are in their season as it was for us. But like we said, no excuses, you know. I think we could have still left there with a better result, and then that would have given us a real chance at home. But I think the return leg was good, you know. And obviously we didn't have the best start of the season at last, but there's still a lot of games left, so.
Hey, Gress, what is the most important thing to you that this team has to get done in the little, you know, this 2-week window that right now without without Joseph and without PT?
Yeah, we just have to, you know, like I said, I think first and foremost we have to get the rest, you know, and kind of recover from the tough stretch that we had, if that's physically or even mentally, you know. Obviously, the games haven't gone the way we wanted them to, and unfortunately, you know, that's just our situation right now. But if you look at tactics, the tactic side of things, you know, obviously we have to figure out certain things on the field, you know, in order to get better, in order to have better results. This is the perfect time for it, you know, where I think the last 4 weeks we didn't really train, we didn't really have one real training session of coming in, really warming up, really getting after it, and then leaving with a good feeling. You know, it was always more recovering and then already really light tactics towards the next game because you don't want to do too much on the body, you know. So this is the first time where we have some time to actually train and to really focus on of how we want to play and how we want to set up and how we want to look like or what we want to look like in the future here.
It is Julian Gressel with us, guys, from Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, Julian, I guess because of the new faces, and again, PT's a different type of athlete than what Miggy does, and we're seeing Miggy doing great things over in Newcastle. It seems like from a fan standpoint, we're just one pass away. Is that just going to be a byproduct of more time and you guys get into a rhythm and then can read each other's movements?
Yeah, you know, I think the change is obviously big with Miggy and Pitty coming in and the new coaching staff and a different system, you know, those are not, you know, light or small changes. Those are pretty big changes. I always look at, you know, teams around the world, like Real Madrid, for example. You know, they lost their coach and Cristiano Ronaldo, and they're struggling as well, you know.
Right.
Not comparing us to Real Madrid, but those are kind of the same kind of things that happen, you know, to the best teams in the world. And we're in that boat. But, I think it's just a matter of time. You know, we're getting a bit of better feeling, you know, on the field. I think it's the last few games have been heading in the right direction, you know. And like you said, the results will come, because I think we'll keep working hard and we'll keep figuring things out. And then we'll get the results and we'll get Pity and Joseph and, you know, all these guys more opportunities on goal and more ways to really influence the game.
Julian, how has your role changed, if it has changed, with Frank De Boer coming in?
It hasn't changed too much, I think. You know, I mean, obviously, I've been playing on the right side. You know, they ask certain specific different things, you know, than Tata had asked of me. But I've always been a guy that's adapted pretty quickly. So I try and, you know, do what the coaching staff asks of me. And I think, you know, so far I've done a decent job of it, you know. But if that's, you know, like the last game where I played 60 minutes as a right back, you know, it's no problem for me. I'll do that. And we'll hopefully win the game, you know, things like that where, I'm just open for whatever role is coming my way nothing's really changed for me in that sense.
And I guess a lot of people, as Julian Gressel joins us here from Atlanta United, a lot of people want to make it, okay, I might make it a thing, where it's a different vibe from Tata to Frank De Boer. And Frank, because of the coming from the Dutch league, it's a more conservative style. Are we going to see United get back to that kind of flowing attacking style over the course of the year?
You know, I think we actually already have seen that in the last couple of games. You know, we obviously, you play a few teams that don't really try and play out of the back, so we couldn't really put our press on. But, you know, for them to play only long balls, for example, you know, I thought Cincinnati, they played a ton of long balls. Even Philly, you know, they didn't have much of the ball. So we can't really press if the other team doesn't really let us, you know. So in that way, we're really trying to become, to get back to those attacking ways. And then with the ball, it's always tough to play against a tight team, you know, that plays in the back in their final third that stays compact and makes the spaces really small. You know, we've always struggled, and I think every team struggles with that when teams are organized like that. So it's obviously something that we're working on, you know, because we feel like teams are going to be like that moving forward against us. And you know, we still have to break them down and still have to be able to create more chances and score more goals. You know, that's obviously what we want to do as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. These other guys got a plan, too. I don't they realize it's supposed to be like a FIFA video game?
Exactly.
Hey, Julian, what about, speaking of opening things up, when I saw Franco Escobar, looks like he's moving around pretty good. I mean, a collarbone is a pain in the neck, literally. But how good is Escobar going to make this team?
Yeah, you know, it's good to have him back. He's been out ever since the first practice. So it's definitely good to see him back on the field and see him back healthy, you know, and hopefully the shoulder will hold up and he's not too hesitant to go into challenges and go into tackles. I know that that's still in the back of your head sometimes when you have injuries like that. But, it's good to have him back. You know, obviously he's trained a few days now, so I don't really know yet of how much he's going to be involved in this Columbus game yet or whatever. But, you know, we got to give him time. He hasn't practiced or done much work in the last few weeks, so. Don't expect too much right away out of him, and let's have him ease it back into it and be ready when called upon, you know.
Julian, last one for me, a guy that a lot of us fans have just got to see a lot more of, guys that you probably know already, Miles Robinson. Talk about his emergence this year so far.
Yeah, Miles, you know, he's been playing really well, obviously, like everybody's been saying and everybody's been seeing, you know, and he's saved it, you know. He's been saving it for the last 2 years, where you could see glimpses of it, you know, when he stepped up in the games that he played. I think he always did a very good job of coming into the team and then performing. And now, you know, that's what a few games do to a young player like that. When you really get the confidence, you play well, and then, you know, you get the confidence from the coach and the trust and everything. And then, he's a great defender. You know, and he's gotten a lot better on the ball offensively. So it's definitely something that, you know, I think he'll have a great season.
All right, man, before we cut you loose, Julian, how's married life changed you?
hasn't really changed me at all, to be honest with you. Everything is pretty much still the same.
Good answer. You say every day is a thin slice of heaven. She's probably listening. All right, man. Hey, we always appreciate the time, Julian. Enjoy the time off. And, oh, by the way, did you have fun at the Hawks game the other night? You had to bring the hardware, bring the trophy.
Yeah, it was good. It's always good to bring the trophy out and then show it around. You know, it's definitely something special. Never get old.
All right, big guy. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate
Thanks again
it,
for
Julian.
The time.
Appreciate it. You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.